Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Welcome into the morning program here on KNEL 95.3 FM and Oldies 1490 in Brady. I'm Lynn Ferris. With me this morning is Brady Mayor Tony Groves. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to have you with us for this morning. We were talking just during the commercial there. Everybody remembers where they were on 9/11 of 2001.
Yeah, kind of like for those of us that are old enough remembering what you were when the news came out about the Kennedys.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Vivid memories of that, yes.
And you were at A&M.
I was teaching a class at A&M when the first airplane hit and went back to the dorm area where my office was and saw some cadets who said an airplane just crashed into World Trade Center. And my immediate thought was the history of that B-25 that crashed into in bad weather. And so all the things started going through my mind of, was the weather that bad? What happened? Right away, the airline went in to watch a television to get the update and saw the second airplane hit the second tower and made a comment to the students that were there talking with me that my reaction was, the world has changed forever.
That's true. It was an understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. Well, that was 13 years ago today, and it's appropriate that we pause and remember and take a moment to remember those folks who perished on that day 13 years ago. This morning, it's 16 minutes after the hour here on KNEL 95.3 FM and Oldies 1490. Mayor, you're with us this morning, not to talk about the World Trade Center.
No, I came by and asked yesterday if I could have just a couple of minutes to maybe ease the concern and the excitement over the Civic Center.
Okay.
For those that have not read the opinion page in the Brady paper, I would encourage them to do that so they can read and know that side of the issue. But the other side of the issue was just three quick points. To look at the article cites a 2013 audit, good document to cite, but I would point out that the revenue that we realized in 2014 and we project to continue build a little bit in 2015 budget and all of these numbers are in the budget. That's available for everybody are higher than the 2013 audit showed there. The second one very quickly was the concern over the sewage system that would be out there because of the price involved in extending the sewer line all the way out there and in one estimate to extend it out even a little bit further was basically $250,000 that they pointed out. We opted to go with a septic system. I went down and checked with the code enforcement officer and the guy who knows about septic systems, and he said $15,000 to $20,000 added to the septic system that was there to take care of the whole thing. So there's no comparison based on the distance that we would have had to have done that line. So that's the approach that we were doing. The point of that being, we considered the revenue, we looked at it, the city council did it, we did all the budget and all of our discussion. The article focuses on bad decisions, and I think we went through all the numbers and looked at those as the decision. That's why we have an agreement, not yet signed, with KSA to give us detailed engineering specifications and drawings and design for that expansion and renovation. And the number for right about $180,000 to do that. We'll get that from them after the agreement is signed, but in the meantime, we wanted to take another scrub of our numbers, our financial officers, and out of pocket for a week and a half or so.